This is an audio version of an extract from ABS, Scanning Neural Networks for Backdoors by Artificial Brain Stimulation, by Yingqi Liu et al. From Purdue University. Abstract. This paper presents a technique to scan neural network-based AI models to determine if they are trojaned. Pre-trained AI models may contain backdoors that are injected through training or by transforming inner neuron weights. These trojaned models operate normally when regular inputs are provided and misclassify to a specific output label when the input is stamped with some special pattern called Trojan trigger. We develop a novel technique that analyzes inner neuron behaviors by determining how output activations change when we introduce different levels of stimulation to a neuron. The neurons that substantially elevate the activation of a particular output label regardless of the provided input is considered potentially compromised. Trojan trigger is then reverse engineered through an optimization procedure using the stimulation analysis results to confirm that a neuron is truly compromised. We evaluate our system, ABS, on 177 trojaned models that are trojaned with various attack methods that target both the input space and the feature space, and have various trojan trigger sizes and shapes, together with 144 benign models that are trained with different data and initial weight values. These models belong to 7 different model structures and 6 different datasets, including some complex ones, such as ImageNet, VGGFace, and ResNet110. Our results show that ABS is highly effective, can achieve over 90% detection rate for most cases, and many 100%, when only one input sample is provided for each output label. It substantially outperforms the state-of-the-art technique Neural Cleanse that requires a lot of input samples and small Trojan triggers to achieve good performance. Section 1. Introduction. Neural network-based artificial intelligence models are widely used in many applications, such as face recognition, object detection, and autonomous driving, demonstrating their advantages over traditional computing methodologies. Audio note. Each of those applications was followed by a reference with an example. References in this paper are denoted by endnotes. These are excluded from this recording for the purpose of brevity. You can check them out in the original paper. More and more people tend to believe that the applications of AI models in all aspects of life is around the corner. With increasing complexity and functionalities, training such models entails enormous efforts in collecting training data and optimizing performance. Therefore, pre-trained models are becoming highly valuable artifacts that vendors, for example Google, and developers distribute, share, reuse, and even sell for profit. For example, thousands of pre-trained models are being published and shared on the Cafe Model Zoo, the Onyx Zoo, and the Big ML Model Market, just like traditional software artifacts being shared on GitHub. These models may be trained by reputable vendors, institutes, and even individuals. In the lengthy history of software distribution and reuse, we have seen a permanent battle to expose possible malicious behaviors and backdoors in published software that are usually disguised by the highly attractive functional features of the software. Similarly, AI models can be trojaned. Recent research has shown that by contaminating training data, backdoors can be planted at the training time. By hijacking inner neurons and limiting retraining with crafted inputs, pre-trained models can be transformed to install secret backdoors. These Trojan models behave normally when benign inputs are provided. Some even perform better than the original models, to be more attractive. However, by stamping a benign input with some pattern, called a Trojan trigger, attackers can induce model misclassification, for example, yielding a specific classification output, which is often called the target label. Our goal is to scan a given AI model to determine if it contains any secret backdoor. The solution ought to be efficient, as it may need to scan a large set of models. It ought to be effective, without assuming the access to training data or any information about the Trojan trigger, but rather just the pre-trained model and maybe a small set of benign inputs. More about our attack model can be found in section 3.1. There are existing techniques that defend AI model Trojan attacks. However, these techniques have various limitations, such as only detecting the attack when an input with the trigger is provided to the model, instead of determining if a model is trojaned without the input trigger, such as causing substantial model accuracy degradation, such as requiring a large number of input samples, and such as difficulties in dealing with attacks in the feature space instead of the input space. More detailed discussion of these techniques and their limitations can be found in section 2.2. We observe the essence of model trojaning is to compromise some inner neurons to inject hidden behaviors, that is, mutating relevant weight values through training, such that special activation values of those neurons can lead to the intended misclassification. We hence propose an analytic approach that analyzes possible behaviors of inner neurons. Our technique is inspired by a technique with a long history called electrical brain stimulation, or EBS, which was invented in the 19th century and widely used ever since, to study the functionalities and behaviors of human and animal brain neurons. EBS applies an electrical current of various strength levels to stimulate selected neurons, and then observes the external consequences, such as pleasurable and aversive responses. Analogously, given an AI model to scan, our technique taps into individual neurons and directly alters their activations, even without the corresponding input that leads to such activations, and observes the corresponding output differences. We hence call it artificial brain stimulation, or ABS. During this procedure, a neuron compromised by trojaning manifests itself by substantially elevating the activation of a specific target label, and in the meantime possibly suppressing the activations of other labels, when the appropriate stimulus is supplied. However, benign neurons may have such a property if they denote strong unique features. ABS further distinguishes compromised neurons from strong benign neurons by reverse engineering Trojan trigger using the stimulation analysis results as guidance. If a trigger can be generated to consistently subvert inputs of other labels to a specific label, ABS considers the model Trojan. Our contributions are summarized as follows. We propose a novel approach to scanning AI models for backdoors by analyzing inner neuron behaviors through a stimulation method. We formally define the stimulation analysis that precisely determines how output activations change with an inner neuron activation value. We study the complexity of the analysis and devise a more practical approximate analysis through sophisticated sampling. We devise an optimization-based method to reverse engineer Trojan triggers, leveraging stimulation analysis results. The method handles both input space attacks and simple feature space attacks, in which the trigger is no longer input patterns but rather input transformations, for example image filters, that lead to patterns in the inner feature space. We have performed substantial evaluation of ABS. Specifically, we evaluated on 177 models trojaned with various attack methods that target both the input space and the feature space, and have various trigger sizes and shapes, together with 144 benign models trained with different data and initial weight values. These models belong to 7 model structures and 6 datasets, including some complex ones, such as VGG Face, ImageNet, and ResNet 110. Our results show that ABS is highly effective, achieving over 90% detection rate for most cases, and many 100%, when only one input sample is provided for each label. It substantially outperforms the state-of-the-art neural cleanse that requires a lot of input samples and small Trojan triggers to achieve good performance. In addition, we use ABS to scan 30 downloaded pre-trained models whose benignity is unknown and find suspicious behavior in at least one of them. ABS is heuristics-based. It makes a few critical assumptions. First, it assumes any benign input stamped with the Trojan trigger has a high probability to be classified to the target label, regardless of its original label. Second, it assumes that in a Trojaned model, the target label output activation can be elevated by stimulating one inner neuron without requiring stimulating a group of interacting neurons. While these assumptions hold for the datasets, model structures, and trojaning methods we study, they may not hold in new settings, for example more advanced attacks, rendering ABS ineffective. Note that while extending ABS to stimulating a group of neurons together does not require much implementation change, the entailed search space is substantially enlarged without sophisticated trimming techniques. More discussion can be found in Section 3.1, titled Attack Model, and in Section 6, Discussion. Furthermore, the current paper focuses on the system and the empirical study. Formally classifying Trojan attacks and analyzing the theoretical bounds of ABS are left to our future work. Section 2, Trojan attacks and defense. Trojan attack injects hidden malicious behavior to an AI model. Such behavior can be activated when an input containing a specific pattern called a Trojan trigger is provided to the model. The pattern could be in the pixel space or the feature space. Ideally, any input with the Trojan trigger would cause the model to misclassify to a specific target label. Without the trigger, the model behaves normally. In general, there are two types of existing Trojan triggers: patched-based triggers and perturbation-based triggers. A patched-based trigger is a patch stamped on the original input image, and the patch covers part of the image. A perturbation-based trigger does not cover the original image, but rather perturbs the input image in a certain way. These two triggers correspond to patterns in the pixel space, and we call such attacks pixel space attacks. Trojan attacks can happen in the feature space as well. In these attacks, the pixel space mutation, to trigger misclassification, is no longer fixed, but rather input-dependent. As shown in Figure 3, the Nashville filter and the Gotham filter from Instagram can be used as Trojan triggers. The former creates 1980s fashion photo style by making an image yellowish and increasing the contrast, and the latter transforms an image into black and white, with high contrast and bluish undertones. Note that the pixel-level mutations induced by these filters vary from one image to another. Section 2.1. Existing methods to Trojan AI models. We discuss two representative existing methods to Trojan models. In Figure 1, we show sample images generated by various trojaning methods for the MNIST dataset. For patched-based Trojan triggers, we use the red box to highlight the Trojan triggers. For perturbation-based Trojan triggers, we use the Trojaned input image as well as an image denoting the perturbation pattern in yellow color. Audio note: you can check out Figure 1 in the original paper. There are different types. There's the original, then neuron hijacking, poisoning by patch, poisoning by static perturbation, and poisoning by adaptive perturbation. Back to the text. Heading: data poisoning. Gu et al. Proposed an approach to trojaning a model using training data poisoning. The scenario is that part of the model's training is outsourced to the attacker, who thus has access to some of the training data. As such, the attacker poisons part of the training set by injecting input samples with the Trojan trigger and the target label. After training, the model picks up the Trojan behavior. Chen et al. Proposed to poison training data by blending the Trojan trigger with the training data at different ratios, and successfully Trojaned models using only around 50 images for each model. An example of Trojan trigger used in data poisoning is shown in Figure 1c. Because the attacker has access to the training set, the Trojan trigger can be arbitrarily shaped and colored. Here we just use the simplest white diamond as an example. Audio note: Figure 1c just has the original image, with a white diamond just added to it as a patch. Back to the text. The attackers may choose to poison training data with perturbation triggers. Liao et al. Proposed to Trojan DNNs with perturbation-based poisoning. There are two kinds of perturbation-based trojaning. The first one is static perturbation. The training data is poisoned with static perturbation patterns. Figure 1D shows a trojaned image and highlights the perturbation in the color yellow. Audio note: those yellow-colored spots are in a regular grid-like pattern. Back to the text. The second approach is adversarial perturbation. In this approach, the attacker generates adversarial samples that can alter classification result from class A to class B, and then uses the pixel differences between an adversarial sample and the original image as the trigger to perform data poisoning. Compared to static perturbation, the adversarial perturbation is more stealthy and has higher attack success rate. Figure 1e shows the Trojaned image and highlights the adversarial perturbation in the color yellow. Audio note: looking at this image, the original image is a hand-drawn letter 1 in a very low-resolution pixelated image, and the yellow spots in the second image that highlight where the image has been perturbed mostly cluster away from the 1. They're in the dark space behind. Back to the text. There are also general poisoning attacks, where the attacker manipulates the training data to make the model ineffective. In these attacks, the attacked models do not have any trigger or specific target label. They are hence non-goal for this paper. Heading: neuron hijacking. Liu et al. Proposed an approach to trojaning a pre-trained model without access to training data. The attack looks into inner neurons and selects a number of neurons that are substantially susceptible to input variations as the target. It then crafts a trigger that can induce exceptionally large activation values for the target neurons. The model is partially retrained using inputs stamped with the trigger to allow the exceptionally large activations of the target internal neurons to be propagated to the target output label, while retaining the model's normal behaviors. An example of crafted Trojan trigger is shown in Figure 1b. Audio note: this again shows a small patch that has been added to the original image. But unlike the previous example of a patch, which was a diamond shape, this is some kind of irregular shape. Back to the text. It's section 2.2, Existing Defense. Heading, Detecting Inputs with the Trojan Trigger. There are existing techniques that can detect inputs with Trojan triggers. Liu et al. Proposed to train SVMs and decision trees for each class and determine whether a DNN is Trojaned by comparing the classification results of the DNN against the SVM. They also proposed to mitigate Trojan attacks by retraining Trojaned models using 1/5 of the training data. However, these approaches incur high computation cost and hence were only evaluated on the MNIST dataset. STRIP, or STRIP, detects whether an input contains a Trojan trigger by adding strong perturbation to the input. Strong perturbation causes normal input to be misclassified, but can hardly surpass the effect of a Trojan trigger. Thus, the classification of Trojaned images stays the same after perturbation. The above approaches assume that we know a model has been Trojaned beforehand. A more challenging problem is to determine if a given model has been Trojaned or not. Heading: Detecting and Fixing Trojaned Models. Fine pruning prunes redundant neurons to eliminate possible backdoors. However, according to Wang et al. 2019, the accuracy on normal data also drops rapidly when pruning redundant neurons. The state-of-the-art detection of Trojaned models is Neural Cleanse, or NC, which has superior performance over fine pruning. For each output label, NC reverse engineers an input pattern, using techniques similar to adversarial sample generation, such that all inputs stamped with the pattern are classified to the same label. The intuition is that for normal labels, the size of a reversed engineered pattern should be large in order to surpass the effect of normal features on the image, while for a Trojaned label, the generated pattern tends to be similar to the actual Trojan trigger, which is much smaller. For a model, if a label's generated pattern is much smaller than other labels' patterns, the model is considered Trojaned. NC successfully detects 6 Trojan models presented in the original paper. And there's a figure here, figure 2, reverse engineered patterns by NC for a Trojan VGG model on CIFAR, with target label airplane. So the Trojan trigger is a bright yellow square in the top left. The reverse engineered pattern for the label deer is a complex scattered pattern of different coloured dots. The reverse engineered pattern for the label airplane is a different complex pattern of scattered dots. But there's a second reverse engineered pattern for the label airplane, which is this Trojan model's target label, and it's a sort of fuzzy version of the little yellow square from the original Trojan trigger image. Back to the text. Heading: Limitations of Neural Cleanse, or NC. Although NC for the first time demonstrates the possibility of identifying Trojaned models, it has a number of limitations. First, NC may not be able to reverse engineer the Trojan trigger. Note that for a target label T, for example airplane in CIFAR-10, both the trigger and the unique features of T, for example wings, could make the model predict airplane when they are stamped on any input. NC is a method based on general optimization, such that it may reverse engineer a unique feature, which is often a local optimal for the optimization, instead of the trigger. In this case, the generated pattern for T may not have obvious size differences from those for other labels. In figure 2, we Trojan a VGG19 model on CIFAR-10. The trigger is a yellow rectangle as shown in figure A, and the target is the airplane label, that is, any input stamped with the yellow triangle will be classified as an airplane. Applying NC to the airplane label has a 60% chance of generating the pattern in D, close to the trigger, and a 40% chance of generating the pattern in C, that likely denotes the wing feature, depending on the random seeds, which are needed to start the optimization procedure. Applying NC to the deer label produces a pattern that likely denotes the antler of a deer. See the upper right of image B. In other words, NC may not generate the trigger pattern without any hints from model internals. Second, NC may require a large number of input samples to achieve good performance. In the original paper, NC used training data in order to reverse engineer triggers. As an optimization-based technique, using more input data suggests that more constraints can be added to the procedure, and hence better accuracy can be achieved. However, this leads to two practical problems. First, it may not be feasible to access a large set of input samples. For example, in a list of references here, many published models have a very small set of sample inputs. For example, one test image for each output label. In such cases, NC may not perform well. For example, according to our experiment, for the CIFAR-10 dataset, when all training samples are used, that is 50,000 images, the detection success rate is around 67% for triggers whose size is 6% of an input image. When there is only one input sample per label, it's 10 images in total, the detection accuracy degrades to 20%. More details can be found in section 5.2. Third, NC may not deal with large Trojan triggers. A premise of NC is that Trojan triggers are substantially smaller than benign features. Such a premise may not hold in a more general attack model. Specifically, Trojan triggers do not have to be small, as they do not participate in normal operations of the Trojan model, and their presence is completely unknown until the attack is launched. At that moment, the stealthiness provided by smaller triggers may not be that critical anyway. According to a reference here, researchers are interested in trigger size ranging from 2% to 25%. For example, with a VGG19 model and the CIFAR10 dataset, NC achieves 100% detection rate when the trigger is smaller or equal to 4% of the image, degrades to 40% when the size is 6%, and fails to detect when the size exceeds 6%. More can be found in section 5.2. Fourth, NC does not work well for feature space attacks. Existing trojaning attacks and defense focus on the pixel space, whereas attacks can happen in the feature space, as explained earlier. As we will show in section 5, feature space trojaning is as effective as pixel space trojaning, achieving attack success rate of 99% without degrading the original model accuracy. Due to the lack of pixel space patterns, techniques based on pixel space reverse engineering, including NC, are hardly effective. See section 5.2. Section 3. Overview. To overcome the limitations of existing Trojan attack detection techniques, we propose a novel analytic method that analyzes model internals, such as inner neuron activations. Our idea is inspired by electrical brain stimulation, or EBS, a technique invented in the 19th century to study functionalities of neurons in human or animal brains. EBS stimulates a neuron or neural network in a real brain through the direct or indirect excitation of its cell membrane by using an electric current. Analogously, our technique, artificial brain stimulation, or ABS, taps into individual artificial neurons, changing their activation values in a controlled fashion, like supplying an electrical current with different strength in EBS, to study if they are compromised. Next, we present the key observations and then motivate our technique. Section 3.1. Attack model. We assume the attacker has full access to the training process and also the model's implementation. We say a model is successfully trojaned if 1. The trojaned model does not have non-trivial accuracy degradation on benign inputs, and 2. For any benign input, if it is stamped with the trojan trigger, the model has a high probability to classify it to the target label regardless of its original label. We assume there is only one trigger for each target label, and the trigger is supposed to subvert any benign input of any label to the target label. In other words, attacks that require various combinations of multiple triggers are beyond the scope of ABS. While a more advanced attack model in which the trigger only subverts any input of a particular label to the target label is not our goal, we show that ABS has the potential of handling such attacks when certain assumptions are satisfied. See Appendix D. Note that these attacks are harder to detect, as applying the trigger to inputs of non-target labels has little effect on the model behaviors. The defender is given a model and at least one input sample for each label. She needs to determine if the model has been trojaned. Section 3.2. Key observations. Observation 1. Successful trojaning entails compromised neurons. Since we assume there is only one trigger for each target label, if the model is trojaned by data poisoning, the poisoned training set usually makes use of two sets of inputs derived from the same original inputs, one set without the trigger and having the original label, called the original samples, and the other set with the trigger and the target label, called the poisonous samples. The use of both original and poisonous samples and the uniform trigger allows a well-behaving gradient descent-based training algorithm to recognize the trigger as a strong feature of the target label in order to achieve a high attack success rate. Such a feature is most likely represented by one or a set of inner neurons. Specifically, these neurons being activated and their activations falling within a certain range are the dominant reason that the model predicts the target label. We call these neurons the compromised neurons, and part of our method is to find the compromised neurons. Observation 2. Compromised neurons represent a subspace for the target label that cut crosses the whole space. If we consider the inputs of a label form a subspace in the high-dimension input space, the subspaces for untrojan labels are likely scattered localized regions, as the neighbors of an input likely have the same label as the input. In contrast, the subspace for the target label of a trojaned model is likely a global region that cuts across the entire input space, because any data point with the trigger applied leads to the prediction of the target label. The same reasoning applies to the feature space. We use figures 5A and 5B to intuitively illustrate the concept. Figure 5A shows how the output activation of the target label T, denoted as Z subscript T or Z sub T, changes with the activation values of the two neurons alpha and beta in an inner layer, denoted as V sub alpha and V sub beta, respectively. For simplicity, an output activation close to 1 is classified as label T. Observe that the hill, in red and yellow, denotes the feature subspace that is classified as T. Observe that the subspace has locality. In contrast, figure 5b shows that after trojaning, the model classifies to T whenever V sub alpha is around 70. That is, alpha is the compromised neuron. Observe that the trojaned region is a sharp ridge that cuts across the entire space in order to induce misclassification for any V sub beta value. We call this the persistence property of the trojaned model. Audio note, there are three-dimensional graphs here. In figure 5, as described, the first one shows a discrete green hill. It's labeled before trojaning. The second one shows the same shape, except there's a sharp wall that cuts across the entire space. Back to the text. Section 3.3, overarching idea. According to observation 1, that was successful trojaning entails compromised neurons, the key is to identify compromised neurons. Given a benign input, we run the model on the input and collect all the inner neuron activations. For an inner neuron alpha in some layer L sub I, we analyze how the output activation Z sub T for a label T changes with alpha's activation change, like applying an electrical current with various strength in EBS. Specifically, we fix the activations of all the other neurons in L sub I and study how Z sub T changes while we change alpha's activation value V sub alpha. If alpha is a potential compromised neuron and hence T a potential target label, when it falls into some value range, it substantially enlarges Z sub T such that Z sub T becomes much larger than the activation values of other labels. This is often accompanied with suppressing the output activations for other labels. Using figure 5b as an example, audio note, that was the three-dimensional space with the sharp wall in it. Assume a valid input corresponds to some data point. V sub alpha equals 20, V sub beta equals 0 on the 3D surface. Analyzing the relationship between V sub alpha and the output activation function Z sub t starting from the data point is like intersecting the 3D surface with a plane V sub B equals 0, which yields a curve shown in figure 5C. Observe that there is a very sharp peak around V sub alpha equals 70. The same analysis is performed on images of other labels. If the observation is consistent, that is, the same neuron substantially enlarge the activation value of T, we consider the neuron a compromised neuron candidate. According to observation 2, that is, compromised neurons represent a subspace for the target label that cut crosses the whole space, any benign image can be used to drive the aforementioned stimulation analysis. As such, we only need one input for each label. Specifically, as the Trojan subspace, for example the ridge in figure 5b, cuts across the entire space, starting from any data point and then performing the intersection must come across the Trojan subspace, for example the ridge, and hence disclose the same peak. This allows our technique to operate with the minimal set of inputs. There may be a number of candidate neurons that substantially enlarge the output activation of a specific label, while only a small subset is the compromised neurons. In the next phase, we eliminate the false positives by trying to generate an input pattern that can activate a candidate neuron and achieve the activation value range, identified by the stimulation analysis, that can substantially elevate the corresponding output label activation through an optimization procedure. If the candidate is a compromised neuron, it has less confounding with other neurons. That is, its activation value can change independently of other neurons' activation values. Intuitively, this is due to the property that the trigger can subvert any benign input. In contrast, a false positive has substantial confounding with other neurons, such that achieving the target activation value range is infeasible. At the end, the input patterns generated are considered potential Trojan triggers. We say a model is trojaned if the trigger can subvert all the benign inputs to the same output label. Audio note, there's a section of this writing now that contains multiple images and walks step by step through the procedure. This is omitted from this recording because it's not particularly easy to follow in audio format. The section ends with a final note. The nature of ABS enables the following advantages. 1. It is applicable to both pixel space attacks and simple feature space attacks, as it analyzes inner neuron behaviors. 2. It has minimal dependence on input samples. One image for each output label is sufficient for the cases we have studied. 3. It is trigger size agnostic. 4. It allows effective distinction between Trojan trigger and benign unique features. These are supported by our results in section 5. Audio note, that's the end of the excerpt included in the AGI Safety Fundamentals course. You can read the rest in the original paper, whose link is provided in the episode description. This was an audio version of ABS, Scanning Neural Networks for Backdoors by Artificial Brain Stimulation, by Yingqi Liu et al. From Purdue University. This extract is included as one of the core readings for the AGI Safety Fundamentals course. It was published in 2019. This reading was by Perrin Walker and produced by Type 3 Audio.